This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Donald Trump's announcement of Judge Neil Gorsuch to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court was laden with references to the rule of law and a direct reading of the U.S. Constitution. Judge Gorsuch of Denver's 10th Circuit Court of Appeals even said that judges who are personally happy with their rulings are probably writing the law to their own liking and are not good judges. His temperament and rulings in cases like Hobby Lobby, the Little Sisters of the Poor, and defunding Planned Parenthood lead pro-life advocates to liken Gorsuch to Antonin Scalia. Gorsuch is the youngest high court nominee in 25 years. More disruption in D.C. in the confirmation of White House nominees, Democrats boycotting a committee meeting with HHS Secretary-designate Tom Price, are leaving even Democrat-friendly commentators questioning if Democrat lawmakers will face backlash for the brewing chaos. This is Life News Radio.
If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
In other headlines, the man noted for the first photographs of babies in the womb has died. Lennart Nilsson put novel instruments to use to capture images that dispelled the idea that there is somehow merely a blob of tissue involved in an abortion. Nilsson was also noted for capturing the first images of the AIDS and SARS viruses. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.